Retirement's given him the chance to take a step back and take a look at the world. Here to give you his take, here's Paul Joseph.
I get on Ancestry, and I lose all track of time. It just zips by, and family members start worrying if I'm okay, if I'm going to eat. I've been involved with Ancestry.com for over 10 years and maintain several family trees. I find it fascinating. One of my birth great-grandparents, Joel Doherty, is particularly interesting to me. I can't explain why. He's always intrigued me, though. Maybe it's because I have a picture of him sitting in a rocking chair. It's a black and white photo, of course, and he appears to be looking at a book. He's wearing glasses and appears to be absorbed in his literature. White hair, white bushy mustache, light-colored shirt. He looks the typical Irishman, if there is a typical-looking Irishman. For an 85-year-old man, as he is in this picture, he's a good-looking guy, healthy. I'm probably more endeared to him because I know, as good as he looks in this photo, he dies just 3 months later, on September 15, 1940. His wife Sarah had died 8 years earlier. The two had led good, hard lives on their farm in southeast Missouri. They had 7 children, though one died at 3 years old. But what caught my interest today wasn't Joel or Sarah, but Joel's father, Robert Doherty. I know little about him, really, compared to Joel. I've done a lot of research on Joel. I've gotten to know Joel, I feel, quite well. No, I've never met Joel. He died 15 years before I was born, but I know him somehow. So this makes getting to know his dad important to me. Robert B. Doherty, my second great-grandfather by birth, was born in Overton County, Tennessee. Population, 7,700 people. That's for the entire county. He and his wife, Judy, had 9 kids. Joel was their third. The couple made their way from Tennessee to Missouri, where their last 3 children were born. Now, 1940 at first doesn't seem that long ago, but that's when Joel died after living 85 years. Joel was born in 1856, his father, Robert, in 1825, 31 years earlier. When you're not paying attention to the years, you know, when they're just numbers you're applying to someone's name, it doesn't really sink in. Though Robert's the father of Joel, my great-grandfather, it doesn't seem that long ago that Robert was born. But it was 1825. That's Civil War, pre-Civil War time. Abraham Lincoln was only a teenager and hadn't even moved with his family to Illinois yet. When you're so involved working with family trees for so long, dates and years, they really don't sink in. 1825. Shoot, John Quincy Adams is inaugurated as only the 6th U.S. president that year. Only 13 years earlier, the U.S. fought England in the War of 1812. There were only 24 states in the Union in 1825. Congress finally gets around approving the Indian Territory, which clears the way for the Trail of Tears. Indian Territory? Oklahoma wasn't even a state yet. Robert E. Lee was just a lad entering military academy. Charles Darwin was just entering college in Edinburgh. The electric motor nor the lawnmower had been invented, and neither had cement. That came in 1825. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, they're still alive, only to die a year later, July 4, 1826. 1825 was a long time ago. Some might even say it was about 200 years ago, I guess. If you say it that way, it really does seem like a long time. That's my take on it. From Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.
My take with Paul Joseph on 96.5 KECO.